world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the show. My name is Mike Chambers. It's the Tuesday night edition, 19th of February, 2008. It's open lines tonight if you want to join us. The number is 800-313-9443. We're talking about the fight for freedom and liberty tonight. We're talking about solutions. Talking about the fact that failure is not an option. That we're moving forward. That, look, we are the change we're looking for. It's been us all along. And a lot of people don't realize it. I mean, like I said earlier in the broadcast, we're like sheep. We like to be led around. We like to be told what to do. Well, this is a leaderless movement, folks. If you see something needs done, go do it. And because don't wait around for orders, because the orders ain't coming. It's time to get out there, and if you see a need, fill it. Just whatever you can do, you do. You do what you're good at. Do what you do well, as the old Ned Miller song said. That's what you do. I mean, you go out there and you just do the best that you possibly can. And look, I think in a lot of ways, we've been looking for approval that we're not nuts. I don't give a rat's rear end what people think about me. I've been called everything under the sun. I'm told I'm a kook, the whole nine yards. I mean, those very same people who call me a kook can't dispute what I'm saying because it's right. And I mean, and I know because I've got people that I know closely that know a lot about a lot of things, things that they've been involved in, and they don't dispute me one iota. They just say I'm nuts. And that's and let me tell you, in a way, it's satisfying. It is satisfying. You can call me nuts all you want, because one day you're going to be coming to me and saying, how'd you know all this? That's because I read, paid attention, and I understand history. Those are the things. And those are the things, those are the very things that are being kept from people. Is history. History, mainly history. Real history. Not the stuff written by the winners, but what actually happened. That's the big thing, is finding out what really went on. And that information's out there. It's just got to be found. And people just need to take the time to look at the information. You can find anybody's hot button, is what their hot button issue is. If it's food, health care, whatever, the war. I mean, you can start them off anywhere, because it's out there. I mean, it's out there in droves. Great time. Back with more on the other side here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Rider 800-313-9443. If you want to join us, let's go straight to the telephone and talk to Will in Missouri. Will, welcome.
Hey, good evening, Mike.
Good evening.
Got a little bit of something for encouraging words for the folk out there. We're talking in the beginning of the broadcast, we were talking about how many, you know, we're talking numbers like 5% and 10%. I'd like the listeners to pay attention now. This is right out of our local county newspaper. It's one of those advertising newspapers, not like a Big Nickel, but it's just a local newspaper, but it doesn't cover the national news. Now here, this is in red. All right, in red, there's two colors in this newspaper, black or red.
Hey, they pay extra for that. There you go.
They don't pay anything for this one. You'll find out in a minute. It's in red, and it says, new law changes candidate filing requirements. Sheriff, commissioners, assessor, and other officials up for election. That's the bold headline. Now here, listen, folks. 7 county offices, 5 state offices, congressional seats, and state Senate and House seats are among the positions up for grabs in 2008. Filing for the August 5th primary election opens on Tuesday, February the 26th, and continues through Tuesday, March 25th. Now, that's 30 days, people. Voters in Barry County will elect a northern commissioner, a southern commissioner, a sheriff, assessor, coroner, public administrator, and surveyor. The statewide, the offices of governor, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, State Treasurer, and Attorney General are up for election. Barry County residents interested in becoming Republican or Democratic candidates for any of the positions up for election should be aware of a new state requirement, according to our county clerk. And we'll come back to that new state requirement. But we're talking numbers here. These are very accessible numbers. So far, I haven't even needed to take out a calculator, have we, Mike?
Not at all.
We're talking about what you can count on your fingers and your toes. It changes the entire dynamic of the state. And every one of these offices are open now, and the filing for these offices are going to open on the 25th of this month. Now, that's going to be 6 days from today. And the new requirement that came in this year is that candidates, when they file for any of these positions, have to put in an affidavit of their tax payments. In other words, the primary requirement here is that you have to be due and current on all of your taxes in the state. So in a way, this is kind of a reprehensible change, because now tax protesters are not going to be they won't be qualified to participate in the electoral process, which in my position is viewpoint discrimination. But it is something to know. So there's something in this battle, Mike, for everyone. We need to have people that are just your good, clean, pure, powerful, positive Americans that pay their taxes and they're squeaky clean and they're raising their family. And we need to have those people who understand the Constitution and the constitutional principles and understand Dr. Paul's message and know it absolutely, not just a little bit, not on a little shirt sleeve knowledge. They need to understand absolutely that nothing that we do can go against the Constitution, and we can't take anybody else's rights in the exercise of government. But we're not talking about a herd. We're talking about a small group of people that will actually be able to make a huge difference. Now, on the next page over, the very bottom, and you might recall conversations previously on this topic, but in the very bottom here, it says that persons filing for special district offices or township committee men or committee women do not have to complete the DOR affidavit prior to filing. So that very powerful little office, that most powerful office in the land, is exempt from these tax requirements. Isn't that interesting?
That is indeed.
And so this would be something that even if someone was perhaps on the line in one of these issues, they would still be able to file and to begin to take action right now, start planning your campaign just the way we did in the meetup groups for Dr. Paul. You might be sitting down looking at his Slim Jims and writing one up for yourself, looking maybe at some of the flyers that you got off the Internet, the things that Dr. Paul stood for, and seeing how you could work that into a local flyer for yourself. In far as getting signs made and things like that, we know where to get those done. You know that when you're working on a smaller campaign, like let's say your precinct committee man or your precinct committee woman, that if you were willing to spend $500 or $600 in graphics and advertising and do door hanging and canvassing, all of the telephone calls that you would make in your precinct would be local, so you would have no expense there.
Right.
You see, all of this can be done for a very, very small amount of money comparatively. And if you wanted to go for one of the other offices, like a state representative, you might try that. But look at the county offices first. We had them all. There's the coroner. There's the surveyor. What skills do we have? What knowledge do we possess? What was your career before you lost your job to outsourcing? What could you provide back to the community? You know, and earlier you were talking about, Mike, when you first held your grandbaby, you know, and I can imagine, you know, it's just like, I don't know whether you're the kind of a guy that gets wet in the eye, but I do, you know, so you just kind of well up and you think, my Lord, God, what a blessing, you know.
Yeah.
And then we can think about the blessing that we were given by our parents and by our great-grandparents. And in my case, I can go to the family Bible and run all the way back before we had a constitutional republican form of government here on this continent, you know. So the door was opened a long time ago for me. I've got a tremendous amount to lose here.
Sure.
So the idea basically is that, yes, you could go out and put up signs for the gentleman that called before, but realize that if you put republicbroadcasting.org signs out along the highway in the right-of-way, it might not be long before Republic Broadcasting gets calls and complaints about that. And so you might want to make sure that if you do put up signs like that, get them up on fence posts, give it the permission of the owners, just like we had to do with the Ron Paul signs.
Right.
But it's a good way of going.
Hey, but look at it this way, Richard, or Will, if you're getting phone calls, means the advertising's working.
It is working. It is working. You know, if John wants to suffer it, you know, and Sandra wants to deal with the calls, but we can do a lot of this stuff just perfectly lawfully, legally, and honestly, you know. And
the
big signs, you know, we went and looked into that, and we're able to get signs made, billboards made for two different large media magic signs. They were $400 a pop, but you know, it's just a matter of where you're at. You know, everybody, for you or me, maybe you know, that extra bag of groceries that pushes to the limit. But for other people, they might have a deeper pocket than that. But the main thing is that we're not talking about an army. We're talking about a small number. If there's right now running all across the country, anywhere between 4% and 8% in every state coming back for Dr. Paul, we have more than enough people already. We just need to get busy right now and realize that the place to go is after that Republican Party, that crooked, radical, red Republican Party that's been crooked ever since Abraham Lincoln came along. You know, they call it the Lincoln Party, you know.
He's sold out to commies just to get elected.
You got it. You got it. It was a radical red party from the beginning almost.
Sure.
So, you know, we just know that one would be ripe, wouldn't it? That would be ripe. Everything that we're talking about, so many of the people in the Republican Party are there, just like you were saying the other evening. These people don't know. Generally, they just think they're doing the right thing. No one's ever opened their eyes for them. But you get in there and you get along beside them and you start talking with them. And once they start to see what it is that they're part of, you know, we don't have to take every one of these positions. We can win some of the incumbents. We can win them to our side.
Yeah, and the one that races that we can't get a hold of, we send the incumbents happy butts to the house.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
You know, there's lots of different ways of looking at it. If you go into something as if it was going to be a battle or a fight, well, you know, what happens when you put your two hands together and the right hand pushes a little bit on the left pushes back. So rather than go in pushing and boring and, like, you know, slinging snot and pawn at the earth, you might want to think about wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Don't shake the tree up until you get in there. But
a lot of these local Republican Party leaders around the country, they're finding out that a lot of these people that are running are Ron Paul supporters, and they're coming back and saying, "Wait a minute, you're going to work with us, right? You're not here to take us over. You're going to work with us." And it's like, hey. You know, work with you, and I don't think so. It's time to take you over, and they're afraid. I mean, there's a lot of these little Republican, little county leaders and stuff that realize that the gig is up, and there's a new sheriff in town.
Well, you know, one of the things we don't want to do is, at least as far as candidacy filing, is there's no reason to give the opponent a big heads up. If the window is 30 days, come in on the day before the closing so that there's no chance that you're going to get disqualified and get in then.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call. Great points. Back in a minute with more on the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Midnight Rider on the Republican Broadcasting Network on this Tuesday night. Have you been wanting solar power at your home? Yeah, quite honestly, I have. Finally, there's an affordable solar. Take back your power, produce your own energy, and keep the savings. No rate increase, no equipment to purchase, no installation cost, and no maintenance fees, and no permit hassles, and no performance worries. Visit jointhesolution.com/solar-man
That's jointhesolution.com / that's the forward slash, solar-man, or call 866-276-3975. 866-276-3975, and tell them you heard about it here on the Midnight Rider and on RBN. Yeah, solar power. I dig, you know, that's a, alternate technologies is something that I wish that we would focus more on as a people and get off this nasty oil and stuff that just seems to just keep dragging us down. I talked about this on my afternoon show today. We basically have been using the same infrastructure, the same technology for over a century regarding how we get our power, our plumbing, our air conditioning. All of it is the same. They've made some improvements into how it's delivered, but it's the same basic technology, no real innovations. And, you know, I know that up until about the late 50s, they were talking about anti-gravity, holding conferences regarding anti-gravity, and then boom, all of a sudden, no more talk of anti-gravity, period. End of story. It was done. It was over with. And there were huge conferences being held with scientists, and it just stopped, like 1957, 1958. Just stopped. And all the things they talked about in the 50s on the films, you know, about how everything was going to be technologically and stuff, it's not come to pass. None of it. I mean, they talked about how we'd be working 20, maybe 30 hours a week at the most, and be able to do so many other things. And instead, you got people out working 2 and 3 jobs. I mean, we've been sold a bill of goods. We've been lied to. We're being robbed and raped and pillaged and looted. And it's time that people understand that. And there's a lot of people out there, folks. There are a lot of people out there that know something's wrong, that something's not right. They just can't put their finger on it because of what they're looking at. Like I said earlier, you know, the dial's off just a little bit. They're getting information, but they're not getting all of it. And the signal's real staticky. And you got to dial it in just a little bit better. Just get right there in the middle of the frequency. Oh, boom, bam. Then you start getting the full clear message. It's like, whoa, man, oh, Nelly. Something's wrong here. And it's shocking, and it blows your mind. It blew my mind. I mean, it still continues to blow my mind. Having your paradigm busted, and you're having to switch it around. You're going, whoa, hang on. You know, it's an amazing thing to have your paradigm blown. And I know a lot of you have. And a lot of you are new to this and listen, you know, maybe for the first time. But folks, this is their idea is to rob us, to steal everything that we have. And I use the word steal. I've used the word rob, and with good reason. Because that's exactly what they want to do. They want you to essentially be nothing more than a slave or a hired hand. At the most, you're a sharecropper. And they're not even happy with that status. Because you get to keep at least a little bit of some of what you make. Man shouldn't have the fruits of his labor taken away from him. It's immoral. You go out and you work hard and you do everything you can to try to raise your family and treat them right. Just imagine people, you know, giving up 28 to 40% of their income or half of their income as they work harder and they make more money. Man, what that could be done. Not only for businesses and hiring people and putting more people on and growing an economy, but what you could do for your family. Man, think about it. As people go out and get a second job, and the amount of income that they make out of that second job is so little because they get eat up in taxes. But they have to do it because they have no choice because their back's against the wall. And the more they work, the more they make, the more they get hit and hammered. Folks, that's not somebody going out and working hard, folks. That's out and out communism. That's what we're fighting. We're fighting a bunch of communist crazy thugs that want to sit and take over everything we've got. Redistribute it as they see fit, meaning they get it all. And leave us begging for the scraps. I shall not beg. Back with more in a minute here on the Midnight Rider, 800
813-943-9443. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
here on the Midnight Rider. Little undisputed truth. Smiling faces sometimes. That is one of those songs where 1971 that song came out on Motown Records, by the way. Amazing to sit and think that those words, just like it was written yesterday. It just amazes me. And there's so many songs out of that time frame that you could just take and just put right now. And they're there. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. And that's one of my, that's actually one of my all-time favorite songs. And I never, and I mean, I liked it just because of the sound of it. And it wasn't until about, oh, 6-8 months ago, I understood the words of it. It was like, whoa, daddy. Because there are people out there, they're going to smile, they're going to charm you, but at the same time going to stab you in the back. I mean, just you know, they're going to draw you in as close as they can. And this is like, and this happens with our, you know, our political elections in this country. Were they going to tell you anything and everything they can tell you to make you smile and grin and think, oh my, these people are about change? No, the only thing that's changing is the nameplate. Same junk's going to happen. Same corruption, same greed, same power. Hunger, it's going to continue. Just goes on and goes on and goes on. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Sean in Massachusetts. Sean, thank you for holding. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I am wonderful.
You know, I just went out to have a smoke, and up here in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, the wind is blowing so unbelievable. And I was just thinking about, because we have a real coalition here with people that don't want to have the wind power off Nantucket Sound. And it's probably one of the most prestigious places in around the country that, you know, people talk about where you're going to get power. But the wind is blowing here so unbelievable, and they're proposing, and they have been proposing, and it's a complete I don't know. There's a whole problem with having wind power in Nantucket Sound, which is off Martha's Vineyard, off Nantucket.
Yeah. They've talked about it being out there. One, you know, they don't want it out there because it was an eyesore. Because you've got all these Humpty Dumpty families like the Kennedys that don't want to have the bad view, and at the same time, they're worried about the Boyds. They don't want to have the Boyds get in the Blades.
Right. Well, they already did that. They had a huge machine come out from New York, and put that up. So where the birds could fly and everything else, and where it would hit for the ecological standpoint, and it did not do anything. And my contention is, I mean, I'm out right now. I was out just a minute ago, just having a smoke, and I'm looking at the wind power here, and I'm in a peninsula right now. And my mom lives. The wind is ferocious. And I've studied this. And, you know, I just touched on what you heard, what I heard from you saying. We have to do some things with power. And one of these things is wind. It's cheap. It's free. It's clean. It's everything. You know, everything that we can do with wind is the best that we can do for our children. I mean, when you think about wind, I mean, when you think about sun, we have to think about these things so clearly, because if we don't, we're looking at alternatives that are not viable to us and our children.
Yeah, good point, Sean. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, this whole thing with wind and solar power, the reason that they've not wanted people to go to it, the reason they've kept it out of reach from a financial standpoint is, again, it goes back and affects the bottom line of these huge monster corporations, namely the oil companies. Because, again, that's what this is all about. That's why we're still on the same technology. That's why we're still doing the same thing year after year after year after year. Because there's just too darn much money to be made off that oil. And you can't tax the wind. I mean, they're trying to tax every breath we take because of the carbon tax. And there's even global warming idiots that say that trees produce carbon dioxide, when in fact trees take in carbon dioxide and put out oxygen. But people are just going to go, oh my gosh, it's the trees, the living little trees are causing global warming. Oh my gosh, they're sucking it in. No, they're not. But the reason that our infrastructure and the technology that we're using to power our homes and to drive our cars and to cool us during the summertime is because there's just too damn much money to be made doing it that way. And they're not going to give up that control over you. And that's another reason right there, just to get off the grid, if nothing else, to pull money out of their pockets. Stop feeding that beast. I mean, there is no telling where we could be at technologically as a people if so many of these ideas and so many of these inventions hadn't been stifled and stymied. It's not that the American people are not, and people of this world are not creative. It's the fact that they go to take this and bring this information out and to bring it forward. There's always somebody there saying, oh, well, let's invest in it. And oops, oh, all of a sudden, Bill fell out of a 5-story window and he's dead. We don't know how it happened. He must have been sleepwalking. Or Bill sells off the invention when they're telling them they're going to do great things with it. Bill, I'm sorry, your invention, it's on the shelf. We've been meaning to get around to it, but darn it, we're just darn busy here. Just not enough folks around here to get this thing done, and I mean, just not enough time of the day to get your invention handled. But we got it over there, it's on the shelf, and we're going to get to it just as soon as we can. Thanks, Bill, we appreciate everything you've done. Now don't call us again. People just out and out murdered for their information because of what they know and that they're going to come forward and take this to the world. I mean, just all kinds of crazy stuff. Because the idea is to keep us down on the farm, keep us essentially barefoot and pregnant, not able to do anything, not in our minds thinking that we can fight the system. You can't fight City Hall. Well, I beg to differ. I beg to differ. We darn sure can. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Mo in Oregon. Mo, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mr. Mike.
How are you, Mo?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You see, in the movie called The Lives of Others, before the collapse of the Berlin Wall, East Germany, its population was closely monitored by the state secret police, or Stasi. Only a few state citizens above suspicion, like renowned pro-socialist playwright George Drayman, were permitted to lead private lives. But when a corrupt government official falls for the George stunning actress girlfriend, Christina, an ambitious Stasi policeman is ordered to bug the writer's apartment to gain incriminating evidence against its rival. Now, what the officer discovers is about to dramatically change their lives forever. So, you know, they have done all these things. I talk about the Stasi, I remember of Savak. Or Savama of the today. And, you know, with all these things they have done, they can do everything they can, but eventually the people of United States will win and these people will be losers. You see the Ceausescu in Romania, same thing. It happened in Russia, I mean, fall of Russia, Gorbachev, and etc. I mean, once we see, four out of five people in Russia, they belong to secret police. Even your own brother could be an agent, and you couldn't talk to your own brother about anything,
right,
because you would have a fear. So they create fear that nobody talks to each other about politics at work. We should be open mind. I mean, in Europe, people talk about everything at work, at lunch, at everywhere. You know, people they don't be fired. But if we talk about something here, the employer immediately fired the person because they say something maybe don't like Bush or like Clinton or like Obama or
right,
et cetera. And that's not right at all. But we should not be feared. We should talk about politics. We should talk about the main issues in the United States. We should talk about, we should be fearless. If we believe we become fearless, then we can get our country back.
Indeed, Mo, and I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in. Our silence is basically our consent. The fact that we don't say anything, the fact that we haven't done anything, by and large, is our consent to let them continue to do what they want to do, and they do it. Why? If we're not going to stop them, why not just continue on? Hey, we're having a happy-go-lucky time here. We're tearing hell out of the country, and we're really enjoying it. Andrew in California, thanks for waiting here on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
It's going good. How are you?
Doing all right, man. I don't know. I just wanted to comment on something kind of off topic, I guess, what you've been talking about. But I noticed a lot of people have gotten very fixated on blaming one particular group for the New World Order agenda. I don't know. It just, in my personal opinion, I think that's a little short-sighted for us to say that, you know, it's the Jesuits, it's the Zionists, it's the Chinese, it's, you know, any one of these many things that are all part of the plan. A lot of people, you know, they'll try and demonize Masons or what is loosely referred to as the Illuminati. And in reality, if you look into this a little deeper, you'll see that there isn't really a clear leader as much as there is overlapping agendas from varying different groups. And it works for them to work together sometimes, and it works for them to not work together sometimes. But generally, you'll see that the overall agenda, it's not this master plan that, you know, all these groups are, you know, subservient to one or the other. While there's obviously there's ties between Zionism, there's ties between all of these different groups that have influences, it's not so much that I would really say that there's a leader, per se, and I think a lot of people get caught up in trying to pin down who's the leader of what we're up against here. And I think that's actually dangerous, because if you get too focused on one aspect of this New World Order, you'll start missing things that you would have normally picked up on if you kept your eyes open towards the broad spectrum of things that are going on.
And one of the groups that we always fail to mention when we cast the blame is us. We don't mention us in the equation at all.
No, and I totally agree. I think that a lot of times what happens is people, they want someone to blame. They don't want it to be their fault. And so if they have a scapegoat for all of their pent-up aggressions, they can say, oh, it's all the Zionists, it's all Israel influencing our foreign policy. That's why my country is where it is. I can just sit here and I can blame Israel for everything. When in reality, if you look at it, we are the enablers. And there will, you know, come a time when silence is betrayal, as Dr. King said. I mean, basically, we have to speak up now while we still have an opportunity to. And placing blame on any one group to say, hey, it's their fault, you know, it's the Jesuits and the Black Pope, or it's this man or that man, it's the Zionist infiltrators in our government. These are all things that I think are important to deal with, but you can't pin any one of them as the core issue, as the only issue. So I just kind of wanted to add my thoughts to that.
Yeah, good points. Good points. Nicely done, Andrew. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, there, you know, the lobbying money that comes from AIPAC and other groups and not just AIPAC, from military industrial complex and a number of big pharma, a number of industries and groups and countries that peddle influence in the halls of our Congress. That needs to stop, and we can stop that. We just got to get the right people in there that aren't going to they're going to vote this stuff out. To where it's not possible to take this kind of influence money. And if you do, you go to jail, period. End of story. And it's on us. It's always been on us. Again, we come back. This starts and ends with you and I. Final segment around the corner on the Tuesday night edition of the Midnight Rider. Back in just a second.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Few minutes of the program. Time for one more call. Let's go to Mark in Kentucky. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. I wanted to say something about the last caller you had. You know, I've talked about Zionism pretty openly in a lot of different places, restaurants, places I go to, try to talk about politics and how things are measuring up. And one guy came up to me one time. acquaintance of mine, I go to a restaurant I frequent, he goes, you know what, man, you always blame everything on the Jews. And I looked at him, I said, no, I don't blame everything on the Jews. I said, I blame us for keeping our eyes closed to it for too long. That's, you know, that's my attitude about it. I mean, I am not saying that, hey, that every single thing is the Jews, but I will say this. When it comes to the fundamental idealism of what Zionism is and everything, it does trace back to them. Even the Masons, it traced back to Kabbalah, and Kabbalah is a form of Judaism. It's just, you know, it's not that I want it to be there. It's just when you historically look back at it and you look at it from a social, political standpoint, it always comes back to that.
Yeah, I think, Mark, I think you know, you have a lot of roads that can seem to converge at the same place. And
yeah.
And again, you know, it's not one group, because I subscribe to the philosophy of, hey, they're all guilty.
Every single last one of them.
And for me, it makes it a lot more simpler, because I want to be focused on what we can do to fix it.
Oh, yeah.
And regardless of who's at fault, hey, if we concentrate on the solutions, we can fix it.
Well, see, the thing of it is I went about, and I used to buy a whole bunch of books. You know, I bought books in dealing with the CFR, bought books dealing with Skull and Bones, bought books dealing in things like Masonry, and did a whole bunch of spent a whole bunch of time behind a computer and everything. And after a while, you get to a point where you feel like you're just chasing your tail around, you know? And it wasn't until somebody, like, I'll be honest, it was Michael Collins Piper reading his book, Final Judgment, that made me actually go, well, if they lied to us, and actually if the Mossad was actually involved with the Kennedy assassination, what are the intrigues of these people been up to? And then you start.
Yeah, I mean, those are good questions. I mean, there's a number of questions regarding the Mossad and 9/11. Muhammad Atta ties to the Mossad. Yeah, most certainly. I mean, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, and why, you know, I personally want to know why we have so dadgum many dual Israeli citizens sitting in the cabinet and the halls and the powers of in the halls of government. That didn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, then you also look at the PNAC documents. You got Paul Wolfowitz. You got Scooter Libby. You've got William Crystal, you got Mr. Pearl there. I mean, a lot of those are from Jewish descendancy. I mean, it's not that you want to believe something like that, but there seems to be a lot of people with a lot of power, including in Hollywood, that are of Jewish descendancy. It's not that you want it to be there or that you think that you want to be quote-unquote anti-Semitic. It's just a fact.
Yeah. Mark, I appreciate the call. We're out of time. Like I said, you know, it's where a lot of roads seem to converge. And people pick up this, they pick up that. You got the Knights Templar picking up different aspects of it and going about their way, and they all seem to converge at a certain point in time and history, and they've taken it and run with it. And like I said, they're all guilty. Whether it's Jesuits, Illuminati, Jews, Zionism, everybody's guilty, including you and me, because we didn't say anything. Mark's right in that standpoint. We didn't say a thing. We just sat back, and our silence was our consent. And we can't be silent anymore. It's time to step up to the plate and make ourselves known. Folks, that's it for the program. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. It's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night.